Okay, good morning and welcome to Breakfast and Learning. Today's class should be for the Hatzlachav Tzva Ganale Yisrael Bezad Hashem and all of Medinat Yisrael. Should also be for the Refuah Shalom, Kol Petzuei Am Yisrael. Also, I see a Chatan in the room. Mazal Tov, Chatan, Mazal Tov. Mazal Tov. And also for the Hatzlachav, all of Am Yisrael Bezad Hashem and all of our soldiers, we should see Besorot Tovot very soon.
Amen.
Also for the Hatzlachav, Eitan Moshe and Miriam. Today we're going to go over the fourth principle of complete bitachon in Hashem. He says, "V'akdama revi'it," the fourth principle, fundamental. Shetiye hashkachato chazaka v'shtadluto gedola lekem ma shechivo bo avore me'avodato. This is the most important, in my opinion, the most important principle. Is that, yes, you have to trust in God, but you have to do your part. You can't just say, I'm trusting in God and God is going to do everything for me, and then when push comes to shove, or when you look at what your actions are performing, and how you're performing your mitzvot, and how you are with Hashem, or how you are with Ben Adam, with other people, it doesn't fall out right. You can't expect Hashem to answer you the way you're trusting Him if we're not keeping the mitzvot properly. So this is what He's saying. For us to trust God and not be keeping His commandments is like going to someone and asking him for a favor, and then going behind his back and backstabbing him. Chas v'shalom. So for us to be wholeheartedly having that complete trust in God, we need to do our part too. And so therefore we need to fulfill the mitzvot, we need to be careful on the commandments that God is prohibiting us from, things that we're not allowed to do, not to do, things we are supposed to do, to be doing. And this is part of our hishtadlut, part of our effort in this process. Kefi mashu mevakesh shiya borem maskim lo v'mashu boteach alav bo. Just the same way as you want the Borei Olam, you want the Creator to perform something for you. We're trusting in Hashem for something. We're looking out to Hashem to do something for us. So too, He's looking out for us to do something for Him. Meaning, it's not necessarily that He needs us in that sense. Although some people may explain that He would need us. But it's that if you're trusting someone and you're asking of someone to do something, it only makes sense that for Him to do it, that you do your part for Him as well. This is what it says in Pirkei Avot. Make Hashem's will your will. And therefore, then, He will make your will His will. If you do what Hashem wants, and you put at the forefront of your mind, I'm only going to do this if Hashem wants me to do this. I'm going to do what makes me an Eved Hashem, what makes me a servant of God. Whatever God's will is, I'm going to make it my will. Then God is going to do the same with you. God's going to say, whatever your will is, I'm going to make it my will. And then it says in Pirkei Avot, "Batel retzonecha mipnei retzono." Push away your will in front of God's will. If you want to do something, but God doesn't necessarily want you to do it, put God's will first. Overcome your will. Put it on the side. And therefore then, kadeshi batel retzon acherim mipnei retzoncha. What God will do is He will push away other people's wills before yours. He will put your will first. If you put God's will before your own, God will put your will before others. This is what the Pirkei Avot says. And it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ve'amar HaKatuv, Betach ba'Adonai va'aseh tov, shechon eretz ur'ei emuna. It says, trust in God, but that's not all. And do good. You need to fulfill the mitzvot. And then dwell in the land and you'll nourish yourself with faith and you can trust in God that only on the condition that you actually do good, then will God nourish you. But if a person says, I'm trusting in God, I'm trusting in Hashem, we trust in Hashem, we have emunah, we have bitachon, we have this. But then when you look at the person's actions, it doesn't match up. It's not there. That's not trusting in God. That's being two-faced. That's being, you know, chad ba'peh ve'chad ba'lev. You're saying one thing, but you're acting another way. And then it says in the pasuk in Echa, v'amar tov Adonai lekovav, God is good to those who hope in God. To those who have hope in God, to the soul that seeks out God. God is good, but He is better and He is good to the people even more when they don't only trust in God, but they act like a person who lives for God. Who is acting, how can I live to fulfill what God wants me to fulfill? And this is our responsibility. And I think this is why I said this is one of the most important principles, is because I feel as though most people, they tell themselves that I trust in God. And they make it like a thought. And they kind of, they make emunah and bitachon equal. But emunah and bitachon are different. Emunah is that theoretical, non-practical thought that yes, I believe that there is a God. Bitachon is not that. Bitachon is action. Bitachon is when push comes to shove, what are you going to do? When things go bad, how are you going to respond? And so therefore, that's why I think when it comes to bitachon, trusting in God, it's not just a thought. It's not just, oh, I trust God. It's not just a saying. It's how do you show that with your actions? When you say that I trust God, and then God comes to you and say, okay, well look, this is my Torah and these are my mitzvot. Are you fulfilling everything? Are you trying to fulfill everything? Are you doing my will? When you want to do something, but it's against what I want to do, what do? Do you overcome what you want to do by doing my will? How do we respond to those questions? That's part of our effort in trusting in God. Because when it comes to God's realm, God's saying, okay, you want me to do something for you. You have Am Yisrael here in a time of struggle. You want me to save them. Show me why I should save them. Give me a reason why I should save them. And Bezad Hashem, I think when we take this mentality, we can actually create reasons why God should save us. And why God should help us. And why God should give us health. And give the people who are sick, Refuah Shlema. And the people who need Parnasa, give them Parnasa Tova. Why? Because we show them with our actions that we change. And we become better. And we fulfill God's mitzvot. And we come closer to Him. That's all He wants. All Hashem wants is for Him to see that we actually care to make a difference. We care to make change in our lives. You know, something my father taught me, and it's something so vital and important, is that change is very difficult. But the right change is very important for growth. For a person to achieve true growth, you need to have change in your life. Now, as you get older, it becomes very hard to change because you've gotten used to such a lifestyle. It makes sense, justly so. But for a person to be able to overcome that and be able to say, you know what? For me to truly trust in God and me to want God to make a difference in this decision making that He's doing, the only way is for me to change myself. And so I think this is exactly what Shaar Beit Achron Rabbeinu Bachya is saying. He's saying that part of our effort and part of our hishtadlut is not only to trust in God in times of struggle and difficulty, or even when non-times of struggle and difficulty, but for us to show Hashem with our actions that we trust in God. It's a difference between saying that I trust in God and acting and showing that you trust in God. May we all take this message and not only speak with our words that we trust in Hashem, but let's show Hashem with our actions that we trust in Him. By performing the mitzvot, by holding ourselves back from things that we shouldn't do, things that we shouldn't see, things that we shouldn't eat, or things that we shouldn't be involved in. And when we do that, Bezrat Hashem, we'll start to see Hashem show us miracles. Start show us Nisim and Niflaim, and Bezrat Hashem will hear Besorot Tovot for all of Am Yisrael. Have a great day.